NHTSA opens investigation into Elon Musk's Tesla Cybercab. By Lucas Nolan on September 5, 2026. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, NHTSA, opened an investigation into Tesla's Cybercab on Friday morning. Just hours after the company put the first of the driverless vehicles on the streets of Austin, Texas. TechCrunch reports that Elon Musk's Cybercab has no steering wheel and no pedals. That runs headlong into federal vehicle safety rules requiring manual controls even in robotaxis. The Department of Transportation has proposed dropping those requirements for vehicles built to drive themselves, but the change hasn't taken effect yet. Tesla told NHTSA itself certified the Cybercab is compliant with all federal motor vehicle safety standards anyway, which is the normal way automakers bring new vehicles to market. NHTSA said it opened the investigation to examine the process and technical data on which Tesla relied when certifying the Cybercab and related issues. This also happened to Amazon's robo-taxi company, Zoox. In 2022, Zoox self-certified its own vehicle, a cube-shaped robo-taxi that also has no steering wheel or pedals. NHTSA hit back that year with a special order demanding information from Zoox, then formally launched an audit query in 2023, the same process now aimed at Tesla. Zoox was still deep in testing at the time, and the investigation stretched out its path to commercialization even as the company kept insisting its self-certification was sound. The scrutiny didn't stop there. In 2025, regulators granted Zoox an exemption to demonstrate its technology, though not to operate it commercially. Zoox had filed for a temporary Part 555 exemption from 8 separate federal motor vehicle safety standards. That exemption got final approval in July 2026, clearing one of the last obstacles between Zoox and a commercial robo-taxi launch, and letting the company add up to 2,500 vehicles a year to its fleet over the following 2 years. A few weeks later, Zoox opened commercial service and now charges for rides in Las Vegas. Tesla is no stranger to NHTSA investigations. Breitbart News previously reported on the agency investigating Elon Musk's full self-driving software for running red lights and other dangerous behavior. The NHTSA has launched an investigation into Elon Musk's Tesla following reports of the EV giant's vehicles driving dangerously while using its full self-driving, FSD, software. The investigation, which covers an estimated 2.9 million Tesla vehicles, was initiated after the agency became aware of 58 incidents involving the driver assistance system. According to the NHTSA filing, the reported incidents include cases where Tesla vehicles drove through red lights and traveled in the wrong direction on roads. Several of these incidents resulted in crashes and injuries, although no fatalities have been reported within the scope of the current investigation. The agency specifically cited 6 reports where a Tesla vehicle with FSD engaged approached an intersection with a red traffic signal, continued to travel into the intersection against the red light and was subsequently involved in a crash with other vehicles. It was noted that multiple incidents occurred at the same intersection in Maryland, prompting Tesla to take action to address the issue at that specific location. Read more at TechCrunch here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of AI, free speech, and online censorship.